This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now. Welcome everyone to another edition of When Spirit Calls. Today, our guest is the beautiful Simi Latalipe. Simi is a functional medical coach, an Ayurvedic medicine practitioner, certified menopause coach, and yoga meditation teacher. Blending modern science with ancient wisdom, she helps clients restore balance, vitality, and long-term wellness. Born into a lineage of Ayurvedic doctors, Simi carries forward this rich tradition with a holistic approach that addresses body, mind, and spirit. She empowers individuals to understand the root cause of imbalance, make informed choices, and embrace prevention and self-care. As a menopause coach, Simi supports women in navigating physical, emotional, and psychological changes, offering tools to thrive during this transition. Whether working one-on-one with groups, her guidance inspires lasting lifestyle shifts. Living in the beautiful mounds of Canmore with her husband and children, Simi embodies the healthy, balanced lifestyle she teaches, grounded in nature, connection, and harmony. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of When Spirit Calls. You guys learned a little bit about our guest already. The lovely Simi is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to spend the next few minutes with you.
Oh, I am so excited too. You know, I recently had the privilege of watching you speak at a retreat day, and I just loved the way that you explained things. I was watching you on stage and you could tell that you were just so deeply passionate about this and had a really beautiful way of simplifying. You know, you even gave us some exercises that I thought were really fantastic and so simple, but yet shifted so much. And I thought, this woman is so fascinating. I need to talk to her more. And so here we are. Here we are.
Yes. So, well, thank you for inviting me onto your podcast. I'm so excited to spend this time with you and your guests.
Well, I know you have so much wisdom to share with us, so I want to dive right in. And, you know, I would, you know, as a typical When Spirit Calls fashion, you know, we love to start with some story time and sharing those stories that kind of got us to where we are. And so I would love to know, you know, what was it that led you to this beautiful healing work that you do today? What was that historical past that shaped the woman that you are? Would you share that with us?
Yes, of course. It'd be my honor. So I practice Ayurvedic medicine, which is the traditional South Asian medicine that's dated 5,000 centuries ago. And it is a whole encompassing holistic medicine that doesn't just treat the symptom, but actually treats the whole person. So the body, mind, and soul are looked at as one person, as one unique being. And we work to the root of the symptom, and that's where the beautiful, true, deep healing begins. Mm. As opposed to putting a Band-Aid on the symptom, which is what a lot of allopathic medicine does, we actually dig deeper and see, okay, is the symptom a cause of something emotional? Maybe something mental, maybe something spiritual, you know, then we work to the organ, you know, is it in the liver? Is it in the digestive system? Is it in the adrenal gland? And then we work from treating the various roots, because a lot of times it's not just one root. It's interconnected. And there's so many different various facets. And that's how we start the healing process, by really becoming curious and then digging deeper to find out, okay, what's the root cause of this symptom? Yeah. And then digging through the layers. And then finally, that's when the healing starts to happen, is when you dig through the layers, you work through the issues, you heal those maybe traumas that might be stored in the tissues, you work to purify the organs and bring balance back into the glands. And you know what? You start feeling like yourself again. You've got yourself back.
Yeah. Oh, I love this work. Okay. So what happened for you that brought you to this medicine?
So, interesting story. I love sharing this story. It was in the year 2000 when my daughter was born. I was working for a financial institution. So I was working for Sumitomo Bank of Japan. So a huge international bank. And I was working for them for 12 years. So I had a lot of, you know, seniority with them. And, you know, I was given a lot of big projects with them and such. And it was a very masculine world. You know, it was all about finances. It's a bank. So it's all about money. It wasn't very people-oriented. It was all about the bottom line and how much money I could bring each year and increase revenues, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And so when my daughter was born, something shifted in me and the universe started to speak to me and said, you know what? You need to change your path. Otherwise, something's going to happen health-wise, right?
Wow.
So I knew if I continued on my path of banking, of finances, and working in this masculine dominant field, that something would happen with me in terms of health. So I jumped off that and I decided I'd go back to school. And that's when I got my degree for Ayurvedic medicine. Wow. And I started practicing. So totally different, you know, so very feminine, very compassionate, very intuitive, you know, very healing. It was exactly what my soul needed. And then, of course, as I dig deeper and find out that I had four generations of Ayurvedic doctors in my family, and I knew of two for sure because they were relatives and they were close and they were teaching me without me actually knowing the transmission was happening.
Yeah.
And then I dug deeper and there was actually four generations and even past lives. I found out I was a healer in my past life and a very renowned healer in my past life. And so it was just interesting how things start to manifest, right? And then you know you found your path and your calling when everything feels so effortless. Everything just happens and comes to you without a struggle. And then you're on the right path.
Okay. So I love this. And what I want to ask is this, because most people don't listen to that nudge of the universe or God or source when you know there's a knowing. Oftentimes we push and we push. And so most people, when they finally make a decision to shift their path, they've either had some sort of major health scare or, you know, they've been through some turmoil, but you caught it before it fell apart. I want to know how you were able to make a decision to leave a secure, highly perceived, successful career and not question that, because I think most people who are in those positions of leadership and power and money and wealth have a heck of a time letting that go. Can you talk about that? Or was it easy for you? Was it just like, no, I know that I need to do this? You just had a knowing? Or was there something that just helped that process?
Well, I guess it's twofold. So one, I did have a knowing. I did listen to the universe, the divine God saying, you know what, you have to make the shift. Yeah. And the Ayurvedic medicine is all about prevention, right? It's about listening to the whispers of your body so that your body never has to scream. And I didn't want to wait for the scream because, you know, I intuitively knew the scream was going to come if I didn't make a shift.
Wow.
And I think having my daughter at that same time and that female energy was also something that caused the shift, right? It was telling me to find my feminine, to get, you know, eliminate or reduce the masculine, the yang energy, and come into that true yin energy. And then, of course, I had support from the family. That's a big one, right? My husband was a big one to support me along the way and says, yes, you need to leave. Because you know what? He could feel it. You know, getting those phone calls late at night, because in Japan, it was, you know, work time. And for me, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, but I would get those phone calls.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, you know, he was there. He felt it all. And he was like, okay, yes, you know, supportive wise, I think it's time for you to make that change.
Wow. Okay. So there was a few things that showed up for you. And I love that you brought up the fact that you did birth a baby and that can change a lot too.
That's right.
What a beautiful gift that your daughter gave you in that, because I kind of wonder if you hadn't had that child at that time, maybe you would have kind of kept lugging along in that career. And so how beautiful that she came in and was able to bring in that femininity and show you that you didn't want to be in that masculine dominant world anymore. I love that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I really admire the fact that you had the knowing as well and you listened to it, because that listening part is so hard for most of us. And of course, having the support of your family really makes a difference, because not everyone has that. But what an invitation for those people that are listening to this recording right now, and they're in that spot that you were at of like, hey, I'm being redirected to another path. So for those of you listening, if you are in that crossroad place, let this be your sign. Let this be your reminder that you can choose and it's going to be okay. Even if you don't have the support of your family, even if you're worried about the money, to remind you that if you allow your heart to lead you, your intuition to guide you, you'll find your way.
And yes, I love that. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And I do teach women, and sorry, my clients, not just women, but I do teach my clients to really listen to the whispers of their body so that their body never has to scream. And the first thing I always say is you have to stop the going and the doing and the chaos. You have to come into a place of stillness and silence and really just ask, and you will receive the answers. But you have to find that stillness first in order to receive and listen. Because if we're too busy going and doing, we don't have the time to listen.
So this is really important, because I think this is one of the key points that you're trying to make for us as human beings, for us to be willing to slow down, to be willing to be in stillness. You know, we talk about rest, and you know, the reality is that rest is actually even more productive than the doing. Would you agree with that now?
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't believe that for the longest time. And now that I create the space for more rest for myself, I get information and insights that blow my mind. So I'm not spinning my wheels overthinking, so that I have clarity around my decisions. And it has made such a difference for me. So do you have any techniques around creating that rest or creating that stillness? Like, are you a meditator? What are the things that you do?
So I love to meditate, but I've been meditating for a long time, so it comes easily to me. But for someone who hasn't meditated, I would love to say and offer the invitation of going out in Mother Nature. So sometimes when you're in Mother Nature and you're walking in the woods or you're sitting by a stream and you're just listening, you receive signs, and sometimes the signs are, you don't even realize that what the universe is saying to you. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask, like, what are you saying to me? Or don't be afraid to even ask your question and say, I would like a reply. And you know, you what? Usually 100%, you'll receive some sort of reply.
Yes.
Because you were in that place of stillness and you were in that place of receiving, which is so important as well. Then the universe starts to talk to you.
I love that. It's like, to me, when I'm in stillness and I'm in that rest phase, it's almost like I'm adjusting the dial on the receiver so that I can have clear flow of channeled information to myself. If we are like busy thinking about this and doing this and rushing all over the place, we're not adjusting that dial to the frequency in which we can receive the information.
That's right.
So I love that that's a key piece for you in helping us. And you said something really important too before. You said, I help people to listen to the whispers so that they don't have to hear their body scream. And yes. I think that we have been taught in society to go, go, go. So we haven't been able to hear those whispers. And
correct.
Then the scream comes and then we're thinking, oh my gosh, now I have this thing to deal with or this thing to deal with, when the body has been trying to tell us the whole time, right?
Exactly.
What else would you really love to share with us in terms of our health and wellness that you think make all the difference in the world?
I think a lot for women especially is vitality, is energy. You know, we tend to give so much of ourselves to everybody that we forget to keep a little piece for ourselves. And so lately I've been doing beautiful somatic therapy. And I love this because when I teach it in my class or I teach people how to come into their body, they can feel the difference between the side that we've worked on. So the side that's released, that has this juiciness, this spaciousness, this flow, whereas the other side is dull. And they're like blown away because they feel the difference in their body. And I think when you bring them into that feeling body and they can feel how one side is vibrant and flowing and spacious and the other side is hard and dull and stiff and tension. They're like, it's an aha moment for them. It's like, okay, I get it. I need to do more of this so that my body can really feel vitality and flow.
I really love that you can do part of the body and not the whole body so that we can compare.
Exactly.
That is the tough part for many of us because we're like, we go to a sound bath or we go and do some meditation and then we think, oh yeah, I feel good. But we don't really have the comparison. It's kind of like if we're doing a weight loss program and I don't weigh myself at the beginning, I don't know where I'm at the end. And that's so right. I love that there's that ability to do that. Can you explain to our audience what somatic means? Just in case they're wondering, like, what does that even entail? What does that mean?
Okay. So I like to define somatic therapy as mind, body, spirit connection.
Yeah.
So again, as I had said before, you work deeper into the tissues of the body. And so in somatic, it brings you into the deep layer of tissue, connective tissue, fascia. It brings you into your circulation, your lymphatic flow, your blood flow, your chi, your life force, your prana. All that. So you can really feel what the body's saying to you and you can really feel where you're stuck. And this is where you dig deep into where you are stuck. So for example, if the digestive, if your digestive tract is feeling hard or there's not as much spaciousness as you'd like, well, what are you holding there? And this is where the curiosity comes into place. So what's held in your digestive system? Why is it stuck? Why is it there's more tension or tightness there? How can we work on relieving that tension and that tightness? And then somatic actually brings you into, and not all of somatic is trauma, but a lot of somatic is through the lens of trauma.
Okay.
So what's being stored there? Is it something that's, you know, this life, past life, is it something that's emotional? Is it something that's mental? What is spiritual? What's, why is it stuck? Why is it not moving? Why is there not flow? So the whole essence of somatic is bringing flow into the body and really feeling in your own body where there's some stickiness, where is it stuck? And where do you need to move things to encourage that flow?
Yes.
Because as we get older, we get stiffer. And when we get stiffer, we don't have the flow. So that's our body, again, whispering to us, right? So if we're stiff and we don't have the flow, you don't want it to get to, you know, lymph nodes, or you don't want it to get to, you know, cancer cells. You want it, again, to keep the flow in the body, because the flow is that vitality, is the prana, the chi. And it's something we have to work at, but we don't really talk about it because we just don't. It's just like, you don't think about, oh, am I flowing today?
Right? Yeah, it is interesting. And I think that's an important question to start asking ourselves. So this whole concept of flow, I think, is so powerful because, you know, even as I'm aging, I am noticing, you know, after sitting in my chair, it's like, oh, okay, I feel that a little bit. And so what do you suggest to get the flow moving? Are there some simple tricks or things that we need to know that will help us with that flow?
Yeah, I love that question because, yes, I'm all about sharing my somatic journey with everybody out there. So I did create a YouTube channel and I'll share it with you so you can let your listeners, you know, log into the YouTube, and everything is there from encouraging flow throughout the whole body. And as we know, you know, that when the body is in flow, the brain is in flow, right? When you're sending oxygen to your body, the brain is receiving that oxygen. So for women who are ever concerned about brain fog or dementia or Alzheimer's, if that's in the family and you want to be preventative, you do need to make sure the body, the mind, and the soul are in flowing.
Yeah, yes. And so would a trick of like just taking some breaths, you know, like, can I be in flow just taking some breaths, or are there movements that I can help with that?
Yeah, both for sure. Rose, the breath work is huge. Pranayama is so important, as well as the somatic movement therapy. Both those combination together is a game changer for anybody who wants to make sure that they age gracefully and they age with vitality.
Beautiful. What else would you love people to know about how they can help themselves along this health path?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, well, I created a biohacking menopause through the lens of Ayurvedic medicine to help women as they transition through menopause. And one thing I've found in my research as I've been working with women in menopause is for some reason here in North America, we have a sense of fear around menopause. Mm. And I honestly believe that's more media created than anything. Yeah. Whereas women in Europe and women in Asia do not have a sense of fear of menopause, not at all. They just think it's part of life and they go through it easily because they don't even have hormone replacement therapy in Europe or Asia. There's no such thing. So you go through it naturally and everybody goes through it and they come through at the end with just finding that wisdom, that beautiful wisdom and gift of being a woman that you are as you come through postmenopause. Whereas in North America, we've created a different lens, unfortunately. So women, even before they come into menopause, are worried about what's going to happen to them as they are transitioning. And it's that excess fear that we self-create, which isn't always the best for us. So I'm really working hard to navigate that and, you know, let women know that they don't have to be in fear. It can be a very easeful journey and they can thrive during menopause and they can come to find that wisdom at the end and also that liberation. Right? Liberation. You don't have your cycle every month anymore. Yeah, you're this new woman. Yeah. You're this new woman that can take care of yourself and care for yourself as opposed to always giving to others. You can give back to yourself. So all that is so important to us.
It's a really sacred transition, but I think you're right. You know, I think even growing up, you know, I heard the mumblings and the grumblings about like, oh, hot flashes. Oh, I'm going through this. Oh, I'm menopausal. And it was always in a negative light. So there's a lot of negativity around it. Can you give us one biohack that we should know to help us through that transitionary time?
And you know, I'd say 90% of my biohacks are all free. So there's no money that you have to invest. It's about doing the things that will shift the body. So one of my favorite biohacks and the one I encourage for everybody is early morning light. Go outside as soon as the sun rises or during the first hour of sunrise, and that resets the pituitary and the pineal gland. So no sunglasses, no sunscreen. You're getting your vitamin D as well, your natural rays. You're not staying out for a long time because you only need 5-10 minutes, but you're actually resetting your whole endocrine system just by that first morning light. And it doesn't even have to be sunlight. It's just natural morning light. So wherever you live, in the winter, in the summer, doesn't really matter if it's cloudy, if it's rainy, you're still getting that natural morning light and that resets naturally the pineal and pituitary glands. And that's your seat of your whole endocrine system. All your hormones are there. So it's just magic if you can remember to do that.
It is so simple. Simi, this is so great because, you know, I think that we often forget that to heal our bodies, to nurture our bodies, it doesn't need to be complicated. That it can actually just be really simple habits that we put into our daily practice. And I've never heard anyone tell me to go into the light in the morning when I wake up. And now I'm going to do that. That's going to be part of my morning routine now. Yeah. Because knowing that, I can go sit outside in natural light for 5 or 10 minutes. And the benefit of that, of resetting, and not even have a clue of, and I think this is the same for most of us. We don't even have a clue of what these simple things can do for our entire being.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Fascinating.
And I'll throw in another one too for your beautiful listeners too as a gift. When you're outside too, if you can walk in bare feet. So if you can, especially the morning dew of the grass, because that morning dew has that moon, so that female essence of the moon, because the moonlight on the morning dew of the grass, and that changes your grounding. So that helps just make sure that you're fully grounded and rooted, and that balances also the brain. So you get rid of that excess mind chatter and that anxiety and worry that we all have in mind just by walking bare feet in that morning dew of the grass.
The morning dew. See, you know, I oftentimes will tell my clients, go ground in the grass, you know, go put your feet in the grass. But the knowing that there's an extra quality that you get in the morning dew. So morning dew and sunlight.
And sunlight.
That's our medicine. Amazing. Yes. thing.
Oh, that is
so beautiful. And I know you have tons more biohacks. So we're going to make sure that that's in the show notes so that all of you listening just have to click on those links in the show notes to access more of Simi's magic and her wisdom. Simi, it has been such a joy to have you on today's show. Is there anything else that you want to share? Anything that you would like people to know in terms of what you offer, in terms of your services, so that we can find out more about you?
Oh, sure. I would love to work with your listeners, and I do virtual. So anytime, if you'd like to book a virtual consultation, and again, the link will be there for your listeners to be able to click on, and they can book an appointment, and then we could do one-on-one. So again, digging deep into their root cause of their symptoms and how they're feeling.
Beautiful. And in the meantime, we've got YouTube, which there's a bunch of free resources on there as well for people.
That's right.
There is no shortage of wisdom and information that you cannot access from Simi. Simi, it's such a treat to be with you. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today and sharing your wisdom and your passion.
You can
tell that you love what you do, and you are on purpose in the work that you do. So thank you so much for listening to the call of spirit.
Yay! Thank you so much as well. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And to all you listeners, I hope you got some great golden nuggets, some new insight today, some simple hacks to help you along your health journey. Until next time, be well. Bye for now. So happy you could join us today. And we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca. And when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.